Dugan joins us on the phone this morning. Hey there, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm doing just grand, Lisa. It's a grand week for art.
Well, good. We got a little bit more clouds and a little bit more possibility of precipitation in the forecast, which Larry Weber says is really, really important. We're all glad about that. But it also means that it's, you know, one of those weeks for running from place to place with an umbrella, I guess.
Well, and you can brighten things up with art.
You betcha.
You can see inside, and that will make the outside brighter.
You bet.
So there's two really great events going on at the Tweed this week. One is Bailey Reinhart, who's a student, is opening a show. Every Tuesday at from 4 to 6, you can see a new student work, and hers is up this week. She's a phenomenal photographer, and her show is called Stagnant. So I'm excited to see what she's come up with after her 4 years of study. And then you can stay afterwards and head over to upstairs, where the Tweed is going to have a lecture on conservation and reframing, which I think is going to be really interesting. It's a really unique event that they have. They're bringing up Christy Jeffcoat and Kurt Nordwall from the Twin Cities to talk about both a restoration process as well as framing, which in art is a huge deal. You know, how you present your artwork has a lot to do with how the artwork is perceived. And both of them are going to talk about a piece in the permanent collection. It's the portrait of an elderly lady. Portrait of an elderly lady. It's a 1628 oil painting that is attributed to the Dutch artist, and I'm going to pronounce this the best I can, Michael Janszoon van Meyerfeld. And Miss Jeffcoat is going to talk about conservation process, how she restored the painting. You know, it's 400 years old, so how do you take a piece that's that old where you can't talk to the artist on what they intended? So, you know, if you make a mistake in redoing it, you can't really go back. So she's going to talk about how she did that. And then Mr. Nordwall is going to talk about how he chose to do the, he actually re-engineered a typical 17th century Dutch ripple pattern frame to surround the piece. So it's amazing to think the kind of, you know, not only is there countless hours in the artist making the piece, but now there's countless hours in restoring the piece, in framing the piece, in presenting the piece. So that is definitely one that you should not miss. And then this Saturday, the Duluth Art Institute's final partnership with the Zinema it's their final movie in a series of Saturday morning art movies at 10 a.m., which, you know, again, it's been a great winter of gray Saturday mornings to spend in the movie theater, and it sounds like this Saturday might be the same. So you can spend it in the movie theater watching Pussy Riot, The Movement, which is a documentary about the punk band Pussy Riot and their the feminist art movement that they are an active player in today, and then also their tribulations in Russia. They were put in prison for 2 years. So Jamie Ratliff is going to be the speaker afterwards and lead a discussion with the group. So that is definitely one not to miss as well.
Lots
so
of
as
good.
Always, there's great stuff to see and do.
Exactly. Lots of good stuff in this community. You can hardly. I was trying to think of what you could shake. Nah, I'm not going there.
You can shake an egg. It's Easter. So this is the other thing I was going to talk about briefly, Lisa, is that I've been thinking a lot about eggs this week because Easter's coming up. And thinking about artists who use eggs in their work or use egg form in their work. And one of my favorite artists of all times is Constantine Brancusi. He's a sculptor in Paris, and he has a beautiful egg form in a lot of his pieces. But there's a lot of contemporary artists that use it as well. There's Jeff Koons has used egg forms. There's the Ukrainian Easter egg tradition of Pysanky. I can never know how to pronounce it right, but it's, you know, pre-Christian craft art that has been continued to today. And there's a really interesting artist, Paul Werhoun, who's using it to commemorate. He's a Ukrainian-American and has been trained in this tradition, and is using that Ukrainian Easter egg tradition to commemorate Iraqi war veterans. So it's interesting to see how people use these very traditional techniques in a contemporary form. So
well,
I'm thinking about
egg. Not only that, there is the whole art of egg dyeing, whether you use little stickers, whether you do the little sticker things that go on, you dye them, you peel them off, you maybe draw on them with the wax crayon, and then blue, 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 you get some, you know, I mean, there's that too.
Yep, there absolutely is.
Why
yep,
is there not a show of Easter eggs? I mean, you know, of the ones that, you know, the rules are, you get your kit. You bring whatever other stuff you need to get your
Everyone
kit to dye your eggs.
The same little egg-shaped cup kit and see what
right.
people can come up with.
Exactly.
With that.
Exactly. I think that would just be brilliant.
I love it.
Aren't you disappointed I'm not the curator of the Duluth Art Institute? Yeah, me too. Annie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Annie Dugan, the curator, thank heavens, and the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute is our guest host for Where's Art? Mondays at 8:20 right here on KUMD.